This podcast contains adult language. DigitalBaron.com. Today is December 3rd, 2013. It's a menage a trois guest today. Calhoun, Double R, Mario. What's up, people?
Oh, man.
What's up, Walters?
I'm back.
Yes, you are back. Did you see the tweet I posted about the Indians?
I don't know.
Go to your Twitter, check. I showed you the picture of the Indians or whatever, because people were laughing about what you said about those people.
What did you say about the Indians?
I just said, that's what I said. A job well done.
Alright, man. Let's get to this week 14 NFL. So before we get to the picks and kicks and everything, we were on the phone looking at, was it the Falcons game? But we were just texting each other going back and forth. And Mario and Double R brought up a good topic about players who won't be around next year. And so with that being said, I'll let you guys, either one of you can start and just talk about what this is and who's on that list of people. Well, give an introduction to the people, like, why would these people be out the league? Or, you know, what's the
look at they play. What
made y'all come up with this?
Well, number one, I love this guy. I'm saying Michael Vick. I love you. Salute you, big homie. You out of there, man. Your ass is crass, man. You don't let this nigga forward come take your position, man. What he got, 19 touchdowns, zero interceptions?
Did better than Big Homie. Time while he was started just about, ain't it?
Yeah,
it don't look good for Mr. Vick, but
I'll
give you one, and I ain't mean to cut y'all, you can go back to Mr. Vick, but let me throw this out here while we just on the
back to the dog pound.
Back to the dog pound for Mike Vick.
It takes Steve and Jackson Wilder. He's 31.
Running back losing that 30.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, for a running back, that's old. And he ain't producing this year. Who gonna take a chance on him?
Nobody. We got him for 2 years. Do you drop him?
Hell yeah, you drop him like a bad habit.
Who you gonna get?
Man, you drop somebody. Drop running backs are a dime a dozen.
Anton Slim. That's what they got in there.
He's not proving for every damn back.
Yeah, they need to give him a fair chance, though. I mean, this is the time to get. Like, why are they running Steven Jackson out there? 3-9. They might as well let Antoine Smith and see what he. Number one on the list is Michael Vick.
I want to get my man Calhoun opinion on Michael Vick.
Back to the dog pound. You better go pick him a winner out of the county shelter. Yeah, you said I'm not. And I say if I don't get what I do, I'll film the dog fight with Peter posters all over the ring.
Oh, Peter the Spunk.
This is for Peter.
Make Peter like the Spunk.
Anytime I have a Rottweiler against a pit bull in the ring, this is for Peter.
Problems. He don't want them.
He's going to back up from here on.
Do y'all think his ego is the type of ego to let him back up somebody?
How'd you get out of
here? Hell yeah, not in Philly.
Yeah, right now.
Who would want him as a backup, though?
Jacksonville would want him as a starter.
He can be a starter or whatever. Yes.
Just want to go young. And plus, they don't want three guys
already,
in a row.
They already failed with Blaine Gabbert.
But they got to do it again. They can't go with somebody like Michael Vick.
With Mike
Vick. Yeah, and then he injury prone, been hurt a lot in his career. You ain't gonna bring in another guy who hurt all.
Yeah, might be injury prone. So they're
gonna try to chump him off.
David Garrard and them out of here.
Is there any way he can go and start any one team?
Ain't nobody gonna give him no star position. You're injury prone. You never. You can go.
I think even I just said. Well, I think Jacksonville. I completely disagree. We talking about what he could go and start.
He better start. But he's not healthy though. He never be healthy.
I mean, it's more than just healthy and start.
Like, to get 200
they don't want a 33-year-old quarterback with 20-year-old talent. Okay. These people trying to build teams and groups that win. And, like Andrew Luck, they trying to surround young players with young players or whatever.
Teams just trying to. Do something for now. They're not going to go far. This quarterback class is not strong.
Shit, you going to get the same. Who you going to go get out of? Braxton Miller, you probably do the same thing.
This quarterback, this class ain't strong.
Football.
Manziel. Manziel going first round.
Manziel, he should not go first round.
He gonna go first round.
Me and Lenny Self gonna talk about that, not college football, but Manziel make some of the worst football plays you will ever see in life. That will not work in the NFL.
Tebow did the same thing. So.
That's why it did not work in the NFL.
But that's his one chance, though.
Tebow was a winner in the NFL.
Why he got no, let's just keep the counts. Right? Tim Tebow doing what he's doing best, stacking groceries at Walmart. Listen, Manziel ain't going to do it. He's a little bit of short ass. With all this whirly dirty shit that ain't gonna work. Listen, you can do that shit. He ain't gonna work. He gonna go, Jonathan. Is his name Jonathan? Call like his daddy called him. Jonathan. He gonna be Jonathan in the NFL. He's Jonathan football in college. He gonna be Jonathan in the NFL. Believe you me. Hey, so, man. Right now, the quarterback class ain't strong. Yeah, Mike Vick can go somewhere and get a job.
No, he can't.
Well, you just tell me a team then.
Give me a team. Much like Mike Vick, it's over.
I just said Cleveland.
None of those teams going with Vic.
I'm just saying where he could go.
He good.
You don't think he better than Brandon Whedon?
It's not about just better than who's on the field.
I don't know where who's gonna go get him. But I'm saying who
can you get younger talent? He don't even fit the mold.
What about the Raiders?
Quarterbacks go to the Raiders to die.
I mean, just like Michael Vick, a young conversion. I mean, why, if you're going to go with Michael Vick, you might want to stay with Terrell Pryor.
They got who they got, McGlone. That's who they going to ride with. That's who they going to ride with.
A Scottish motherfucker. That's who they ride with. It sounds like a kilt-wearing bastard.
Quarterback, tell me the last good quarterback in Oakland. Quarterbacks go to Oakland to die.
Rich Gannon?
And how long ago was 2000.
Gannon stepped back.
After the Super Bowl, he was over.
That's it. He was over.
Let me ask you this. Michael Vick, is he in out the lead next year? We're going to take a vote. Mario, what do you say?
I got him, too. That's another one. Third on the depth chart in Philly, if he chooses to stay. That's just because he know the system. He's still there practicing. But he not healthy enough, and he ain't good enough to take the job back.
He ain't going to get no star job.
Nick Foles. But do they keep him on the roster for a little bit or nothing? He may hang around.
But he got a $100 million contract.
He reconstructed it.
He restructured it, but yeah. Still, he still making
it. Then he signed for 2 years, which they probably ain't going to want to finish that.
I thought he signed for a year.
Not two.
Two.
$10 million, wasn't
it? Yeah, he took a lot less money to stay.
Big cut.
And then now Nick Foles got that job. Clearly
not. Venture minimum.
Yeah, 2 to 3 on the depth chart.
You might get by.
Calhoun, what about you, this Michael Vick? Does he get an NFL check next year?
Of course.
Double R.
Boy, it's hard to say, Mike Vick. I love you to death. I don't. If it ain't in Philly, your ass might be out of here.
Nah,
he's
gonna get a spot.
He ain't second or third on somebody.
Yeah, but he gonna have to go somewhere. You gonna be a second string. You have to be a backup. He ain't gonna go start somewhere.
All right. So Michael Vick is the first one that pops to everybody's mind. Who will be out the league next year?
He ain't gonna be out the league. Believe me, I bet good money on that. I bet you Mike Vick could be in the league.
Yeah, bet since you got voted 3-1.
I guarantee you. That's going to be a legend.
He won't be a starter. He'll be a lead. You got Charlie Batch in damn state in Pittsburgh. How the hell was Charlie Batch still playing?
You had to be mixed to get that job that long. That was
well, hold on. This leads to the second person who they brought up on the list. Another quarterback.
Matt Flynn.
Matt Shaw.
Nah, Matt Shaw gonna be here.
Where?
He can't go to
Houston. One thing, he'll definitely get a job. One thing, he the right color.
Cleveland. Y'all gonna say, but at least it is.
He the right color. He got enough time to do that color.
He had the most pick six in
y'all get the hell out of here. You got a like Matt Flynn coming back in starting jobs. I can get that.
That by default.
It doesn't matter. Vince Jones in the training camp and they cut him and said how great he was in preseason. He the right color. Matt Flynn, Kevin Cobb still in the league.
He'll be out of there.
Cobb ain't playing no more.
He ain't played in Arizona.
In Buffalo. He in Buffalo. He damn near died of that concussion. He'll never play again.
Who was the that played last night with the Saints? His brother, McCown. Oh, McCown is still in the league.
He started for Chicago.
The other, his brother.
He played Oakland.
What's his brother's name? John McCown? We don't even know his fucking name. He played the backup for the Saints. These keep a job. All you gotta do is show up on time and clock in. That's all they gotta do. Nah, don't say Matt Shaw. Matt Shaw will start.
Nah, he ain't gonna start.
There's nobody in this quarterback class as good as Matt Shaw. Now you can run the numbers on Matt Shaw. He's having a bad year or two. But you
he got benched for the dude. What are you?
Matt Schaub. If they cut Matt Schaub, he'll start.
Yates and Case.
He won't start anyway.
Case and Keenum, yeah.
They cut Matt Schaub, he'll start.
Where?
Where?
I'm not a GM.
He may go to
a so if you were a GM, wow, would you sign Matt Schaub to start?
Goddamn would. Right now, with what's coming out of college.
Jacksonville.
And he can go to Cleveland.
He ain't better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Man, I don't know what Teddy Bridgewater do in the league. I'll draft Teddy Bridgewater, but I'll sit him and play
Matt Schaub. I think Matt Schaub going, he might not be in Houston, but
he may be on the depth chart. He's going to play somewhere.
He ain't going to start. I don't believe he'll start.
He'll start. I'll get him over Carson Palmer in Arizona.
Nah.
Man, you the same thing.
I would get him over, but he's younger. I would get him
not
over.
Not by much.
They about the same age.
No, not at all. No, he's still young. I'll get him over Carson Palmer. Man, it's still Larry Fitzgerald. You can go out there and throw it out to Larry Fitzgerald. Come on, man. Nah, y'all better bring up another. If y'all want to out the league, you better be black enough.
Does he get an NFL check next
year? Y'all talk bad about that.
Boy, it's hard. Match up.
Yes or no?
He might weasel his way in, but I can see him getting weaseling his out.
So do he, yes or no? Is he in the league next year?
Boy, his chances. We'll say fuck.
Grab your balls.
Fuck Matt Schaub. He get his ass out of the league.
That's personal. Ask me.
Is Matt Schaub in the league?
Goddamn right, man. Keep a job, man. They the right color. Wait, Bob Mooney tell you? It's the complexion for the protection for the collection, man.
You should make a shirt with that statement on it. And sell them as
your copyright infringement. You gonna get
copyright that phrase?
Hey, everybody know Karen Paul Mooney.
That's most 99% of people in the world don't even know who Paul Mooney is. You probably the only one who know.
Hey, we getting off top. You gotta add Mario.
Yo, Mario, do you think Matt Schaub have a job next year?
Well, I think clearly they playing Case Keenum to see what he can do. Like, they not, Matt Schaub are healthy enough to go back in the game, but they keeping him on the bench and saying, we're going to wait and see what
they're doing. The smart thing what the Falcons aren't doing. You shouldn't be playing him anywhere.
Nah, he don't be. I say he won't be in Houston this year.
But he will be a check.
Do he get an NFL check? Yeah, he land on somebody's roster.
Okay. I'd go further than that. He'll start somewhere.
I won't say he'll start.
I'm going to scratch that out because you're going to make us look stupid for having predicted stuff like that. Leave it in
and watch the legend. Watch the legend before
you're
going to
be like, why do you guys even have a podcast show predicting shit like Matt Schaub start?
Leave it in and watch the legend before your
eyes. What? No, I'm just playing. But yeah, they definitely playing the boy Case Keenum because they like, well, we ain't going to the playoffs. No need to put Matt in. We try to see. With Aaron Foster, we trying to see what we got for next year.
Caleb, he really wasn't doing that bad.
So I think he done took that job.
He's smart enough to get the ball to 100 yards.
That's another motherfucker to stay hurt.
Go to the playmaker.
All right.
Go to your best chance.
What about you? What do you think?
He going to be in the league. It's hard.
Will he be starting?
Hell no. Calhoun's an idiot for saying that.
Please. Please recall, keep this
now, one. Now, hold on. Now, we ain't saying somebody get hurt.
We talking about
somebody bring him in as a starter.
Opening week, he's a star.
With Matt the chance Schaub. Of letting him compete.
Matt Schaub.
Let's clarify what he means.
Matt Schaub. I ain't clarifying shit. You heard me. Matt Schaub was just at the same level around the Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco and Jay Cutler. That little bunch right there, Matt Schaub was in that bunch just about a year or so ago. This was still a formidable team until this year when the wheels fell off. You got to be crazy if you think Matt Schaub ain't going to have a job. He's a good quarterback.
Starting job.
He's too old.
How old is Matt Schaub? Is he
33?
Yeah, he's not 33.
If something happened where they got a team that almost ready to go that they feel that could go in and win now. Now, like say if Jay Cutler get hurt one more time. And then Matt Schaub on the market. I can see him starting in Chicago.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. Matt Schaub is going to start.
Jay Cutler going to be right back in Chicago.
He stay hurt, too, though.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Cutler was to be that guy that just hurt that can't go at the start of next season. And Schaub on the market, you got to get
him. First off,
you got a team that's be a good win right now.
Let's be honest. For now,
it take an injury to be a starter. That's
the NFL is almost set at quarterback. some of everybody got their quarterback in mind. There's only a few teams that don't have a quarterback. And some of these rookie stuff, though, because you could have said Tampa Bay a couple weeks ago, but Mike Glennon, like he's doing that job. I don't believe in Jay Locker in Tennessee. And I don't think they do. He stay hurt, and he ain't good.
He's good.
Still Cleveland. Still Jacksonville. There's too many teams for him not to have a job. No, Matt Schaub is good. Well, he ain't average. He's good. He having a bad.
But why would you go get Matt Schaub in Jacksonville? You ain't got no team ready to win. They suck.
It don't
they
matter.
Too much.
But they need something. Because ain't that coming out. Why would you waste this draft pick on you? Ain't that coming out of college. And what you picked a couple years ago is not there.
Even the Jets may even just say, well, we'll bring them over and work them out.
Because I ain't no way in here because they're going to put too much pressure on you.
Hey. Because I told everybody
going to got that job just sold up.
I don't see how you can go with Matt Schaub.
Shit, me. Why Matt Schaub is way better than him, Mark Sanchez. Yeah. So Matt Schaub is good enough to make that team a playoff contender.
I wouldn't go that far.
I think what they're doing with Geno Smith.
Geno got them as a playoff contender.
The crazy head. Geno Smith. Leading the league in interception. Man, you better get real. They team is
Matt Schaub was leading the league
early. First off, is Matt Schaub better than Geno Smith? Point blank, period. Now, I don't thinking about this.
We did this earlier. This y'all said if your quarterback first name is Matt, you having a bad season.
That's right.
Matthew Stafford?
Matt Schaub.
Stafford, the only one who's breaking that curse.
So your tweet was wrong.
This was earlier this year, but if your quarterback named Matt, you might want to get a new quarterback.
Or a new front office in our case.
Well, a new quarterback in our case.
I think Matt Schaub probably could beat Geno. Feel like they're going to win right now.
He can. Right now,
I think he can take that team a little bit further than Geno.
And a little bit.
What, one more game further than what
Geno? Think about Geno Smith. Think about Geno Smith, the schedule they had. Nah, man, Geno Smith, shit at quarterback. He like a nigga that didn't know how to read and write.
Nah, man, that nigga sucked.
They five and that nigga had one great game against the sorry ass Birds. Then the Bird make everybody like a Hall of Famer.
They 5-6, so in the thick of things.
It's the schedule, it's the team, it's the NFL, and right? Everybody looks shitty. But nobody looks shitty behind the center. More shitty than Geno Smith, let's be honest.
Oh, no.
Somebody named Max.
No.
Well, I did go to my boy Ed Reed. He out of there.
Well, now Ed Reed might be out.
So you don't think he'll stay with the Jets after this year, Mario?
Ed Reed should retire.
He should retire. From Houston to New York.
But if he want to play next year, he'll play. And he'll start. And Reese, his name is too great. Not please, Falcons get him. Hey, I don't know why they didn't get him.
Now
you got Thomas Day Cool. That's why you would get him.
I wouldn't get Ed Reed with a five.
Right now, boy,
he'll sell him himself.
Ed Reed want to play. Ed Reed gonna have a job. His name is too great not to
have a
job.
I'll get him on coaching staff.
Yeah.
His name is too great not
people
to have
get
a job.
Old Calhoun.
Yeah.
Listen, I know that. I'm telling you this. His name is too great not to be working. Ed Reed come across, I guarantee you.
So at 50, his name's still great. He still should be working.
At 50, he'll be on. At 40, he'll be on. At 35, how old is Ed Reed?
36.
Ed Reed beat up. Yes, he is.
At 40, he went hill.
But we was just talking about London Fletcher when we were getting something to eat. And I know he almost 40. He's still out here playing.
If he ain't 40, he got 39 or something. That motherfucker played when they had leather helmets. It's gonna be a real jiff.
I think it's time for Ed Reed to put the cleats up, man.
Put them up,
Ed. Go ahead and ride off in the sunset. Man.
Put them up, Ed. Be listening.
Next year, it'd be 36.
Calhoun brought up another interesting quarterback.
Mark Sanchez.
A rebound.
Unusual ethnicity.
Get that wet out of here. We know what it is. Get that fucking orange selling by the freeway ass. Get him the fuck out of here.
Now, where he gonna go play at?
At your local flag team.
Mark Sanchez,
Dublar,
is he in NFL next year?
We do. Unless he be a backup with the Jets. That's the only team you want him.
Calhoun, will he be a backup next year?
I don't think so.
Will he be in NFL next year?
Probably.
He'd probably be in NFL, but it'd be real slim. Who really want him?
It's a yes or no question. You keep giving all these.
It's hard to say out the NFL unless it's a A new quarterback? Yes, ask me RG3 Beyond. You don't get no shots right here, man. But that envy motherfucker, he got enough fight.
White though.
Yeah, but he good enough. He got enough of him.
What about Mark? Will Mark Sanchez be playing on the NFL roster next year?
Third on the depth chart. If he practice is, squad. Yeah. I don't see him start. This guy is famous for the butt ball. How did you start anywhere?
Is that the most playing? Is that the most embarrassing playing in NFL history?
Leon Lett.
That was just boneheaded. That was just dumb as hell. I don't know what Leon Lett.
It's a lot of dumb. Deshaun Jackson, he first got in with the throw the ball back and then do that dumb ass dance.
The butt fumble though. Come on, man.
Your own man.
You butt fumble. Come on, man. Some
dumb plays. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these athletes are just good for that. Getting the head knocked around.
Man, these people actually brought in an even worse quarterback and made you compete with Tim Tebow. That should let you know where you
are. No, Tebow ain't worse. Tebow belt, but we'll leave that for another time.
Listen, this how you know Mark Sanchez might be over with. Geno Smith, how near he having, he can reclaim his job. But we all know that's a phantom injury. That was a phantom injury. They said that shit. He was out for the season started. That shit was phantom like a motherfucker. Come on, man.
Hey, Doc, we'll pay you. Play
no yeah, come on. Rex Ryan just pulled a Rex Ryan move. You know he ain't shit when Geno Smith, the year he having, and speaking of that might not be alone. That motherfucker Geno Smith on his way out the door.
He going now. Nah, he getting another year.
Like, yeah, he getting another year. But he came in through the exit.
Damn.
He's on his way out of here, dude. Geno Smith, if he don't shape up quick, he gone.
Shape up and ship out.
Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, shit, he ain't that bad.
Get you a couple of lean, buddy.
That's what kind of money you can't land that long that bad in New York.
I don't think you can land that long that bad anyway.
But Jamarcus Russell, like another one. Go to Oakland and die. That's where all the quarterbacks go to die.
He was dead before he went. Right. You don't like that Oakland shit.
So let me ask you this.
Pull up. Bring in Blaine Gabbert in this discussion.
Actually, Blaine Gabbert is a good part for this discussion. Will he be in the lead next year?
He might not. He might not.
As a challenge Mario's going coach. Give him that. He can choose the right stretch.
All right, so let's go ahead. Mario, yes or no, is he in the lead?
No.
Calhoun. That fucker should be Ryan Leaf. That's his name, Ryan fucking Leaf.
So I'm going to take that as a note. Double off.
He in the worst team in the NFL. Who else going to want him? Ain't that good coming out of Jacksonville.
And we went and got their offensive coordinator.
Ain't a coach.
Hey. All right, so let's go on and move past that, and let's talk about the Falcons for a minute. Just we give the Falcons a little time every week. Let's give them some time this week. Now that they won, what you got to say, Calhoun?
They're idiots.
For what?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Not to give you too much credit, because it was a dumb idea when you said it.
It was called foresight.
It was called dummy. And you were saying that 1-3 ain't the season. Now, if that wasn't premature ejaculation, I don't know what it is. But at 2-9, you should take the season. And these assholes go out and get a win in overtime. It's just amazing how many times we can shoot ourselves in the foot.
Mike Smith said he don't want the first pick. He playing for pride.
Well, we need to get him the pick. You said something that dumb. I said about pride, you asshole. This is about
wins. You should have had pride when you let goddamn Seattle put a point on you. You let goddamn Tampa Bay put a party on you.
Pride
you let Cam Newton put a party on you.
What would the pride then?
Hey, the battle went 3-4 weeks for getting party on. Goddamn. Motherfuckers.
I'm going to Toronto beat up Buffalo. We're going to win all the way. You stupid asshole.
And it did not get you nothing.
It gets you fucked in the ass. It gets you in the middle. Comparison gonna come and put another bean on them, and I'm gonna lose some more money. I'm gonna tell you what else. That it is dumb. They stupid.
Can they be the Packer team?
No.
With Matt started.
With Tozy.
Tuesday
start. Matt Flynn got to be the starter.
For real. I think they let Tuesday start.
Tuesday fucking way he started.
Let me tell you something.
They might do one touchdown like 6 picks.
Let me tell you something. They're gonna make him look like a Hall of Famer.
Can Matt Ryan get past a bad Green Bay Packers team?
Let me tell you something else. Let's say what's
real. He actually made a play when it counted.
Listen,
it didn't really count.
Listen,
Buffalo sucked.
Like I told y'all, you know, really you down two. Hate him if you're down four.
That wasn't the case of the day.
Yeah, the other day they were down four, yo.
You needed a touchdown, he converted.
Listen.
Listen, take us four and get us
five more players and we can score 30 on the Falcon defense. That's what we can do. Take us four
defense
and
that defense is so horrible.
That defense is shit.
This fucking true fault, man.
That defense is shit.
We talk about taking
a knock. Hell, I don't like him.
Double R is one of the Falcons fans who say he's like Coach Smith. They should play for pride and try to win every
game. You want to last few? This three?
They ain't gonna win them.
Listen, okay, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. They got every good bit of a chance to beat the Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins. RG,
they just like, too bad.
They ain't gonna be Cam.
Hold on, let me say this. They made Geno Smith look like Joe Montana. We ain't got a chance to be shit nowhere.
That's what he's arrested. Did you see that?
RG3 gonna get his mojo back. RG3 gonna be.
That's one of the games where.
That's gonna be RG3 in the statue. He's back. He's finally the bull. So he's now he's playing the fucking Falcon. What's going on, man? Thomas Day cool. And then he came back in the game. He back on special team. That's how much he sucked. We had a middle linebacker that should have been the fucking gunner. No, the problem.
I like to take that bet. Now I think they're gonna beat the Redskins.
I don't think they're gonna beat the Redskins. They struggle with mobile quarterbacks. They can't put pressure on the statue in the pocket. How are you gonna put pressure on RG3?
Well, they got the same problem we do. Where they defense stopping?
So let me ask y'all this: What's the most pressing need for the Falcons? An offensive playmaker.
We don't need shit on offense.
We need a lot on offense.
A line.
We need a lot.
All we need is a line.
We need running back.
No,
we need explosion.
We need a line.
We need explosion.
I say defense.
It's all defense and line. You got to protect him. One reason our run game ain't shit, because our line gets no push. 31, they get pushed 3 yards back. We need a line. And they got to do something on that defense. That defense is They got to.
Do you get no one pick and get Clowney?
I think you trade down to get them. Can't you trade down a little bit?
You can't trade down to get them. I just think the Falcons need a lot of picks.
If you're going to get Clowney, Clowney don't pan out.
You can't get Clowney with the first pick.
Oh, he ain't going to be no Jamal Anderson, though.
I don't know.
We picked Jamal Anderson over Patrick Willis. Great move!
I'd take my chances on if he was
there.
If he's there, I'd get him.
You wouldn't get Clowney?
You would not get him?
But you were the same guy telling me, hey, I'll take Lattimore right after he broke his leg, both of y'all.
For the fourth round.
Money in the bank.
But you wouldn't take Clowney.
Not number one overall. Not number one overall. It's only one position I take number one overall, quarterback. Everything else is irrelevant.
You don't need a quarterback right now.
Not number one overall.
Crazy as hell. I think one of them went.
Jake Long went number one overall, been a Pro Bowl his whole career. What has Miami done? He plays for Cleveland. What have they done?
Hold on.
Who went number one overall?
Luke Joeckel.
Luke Joeckel.
They've moved him to the other side. It's only one. We've talked about this before. Like, I even use the best example I use is Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson may be the second best wide receiver.
I would have took him number one. Then they won't make the playoffs two times in his career. Listen, that's what you put around him. Even with a quarterback, it's what you put around him. If Joe Montana didn't have Jerry Rice or didn't have Clark, it's what you put around these guys. Joe Montana
had anything around Tom Brady, he might get you a Super Bowl.
That'd be a better shit, though.
No, and he hasn't yet.
He get you there.
When?
Last year.
No, he ain't going to no damn Super Bowl.
You're last.
Man, if you don't have no talent, I don't give a fuck who you are. You ain't going nowhere.
Drew Brees?
I don't know.
Nowhere. That team had talent.
I like Tom and what Belichick doing.
Ooh, we in trouble.
Deku sucks.
If Deku see you in the street, Calhoun, you might have some words for you.
Who says I lose a fight to a named Deku? I deserve it.
Yeah,
fucking bitch.
All right, let's get to this week's
All right, that's enough about the Falcons. Let's go on to week 14.
Hey, Snell, I hope you got your bail money up. I mean, your lawyer fee up.
All right, week 14.
You have some real audacity to be the third string running back posting Ian Weed. Who the fuck you think you are? Yuck, you won't get cut, you son of a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. We got a 5-3 midget
right now. 2 yards of carry.
And we got a Steven Jackson.
Steve Jackson not going nowhere. Jaquizz Rod and you. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. They're not gonna do it.
Who think Steven Jackson gonna be in the league or where he land next?
He'll be with us next year.
Who you? Yo, where he be in the league next year?
He's gonna be with us next year.
It's so bad. The Falcons gonna bring him back.
Nah, he gonna start. Listen, a lot of the reason why Steven Jackson haven't had a good year, there's a lot of shit going on.
He sucks.
Not just he sucks, because I don't think he sucks.
But we 31 is real old for a running back.
We have absolutely no line. What running back beside Barry Sanders you know that can run with no line? Which one? Name me one.
So if they don't have no line, how does Matt Ryan have such a good year that you say he
has? All he doing is checking down.
AP ain't got a whole lot of nothing over there.
No, he got a line to push off the ball. That's how you get the gap.
That's a different.
Nah, but he got a whole lot to run through. Hold on. If you watch AP, he make them niggas in a second level look bad with the jukes and the hit. When they in the backfield, he getting down. If he's two in the backfield, I don't give a damn who you are beside Barry Sanders and me. He still got holes to run through. There is no hole in Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta's a virgin on the line. You not fucking it. There is no hole. No, I'm telling you. Nice to lie. He's a running back with no line.
Will he be here next year?
Yes or no?
Of course. Start.
Double R, will he be here next year?
Yeah, they probably bring him back.
I say he won't be here next year, Mario.
I say he won't.
You don't think the
Falcons?
We ain't got a GM that got the balls.
So we gonna make that kind of move. We gonna start a 31-year-old running back next year. That being
unless they all draft one. Let's go draft one. Pick
one. Not gonna draft one with all the needs we have on defense and on offensive line. They're not drafting.
Maybe a free agent. A rookie free agent.
Like a rookie free agent.
You damn sure ain't coming in.
They can't do that.
Rookie free agent wants to start with Antoine Smith. You don't get it.
Can't even roll the ball.
And you still got Rodgers. No.
Well, who is that?
No, he
okay.
He on the roster.
Yo, like y'all had touch him.
With the
back of
the year, with the back of the year,
he
be
gone.
He is. They got
that good. And you telling me you get a key to Snelling and Rogers next year?
That's Snelling.
That's
your guy. I say Snelling is a good all around backup.
That's all I can say.
No, he's not.
Snelling might be the most effective runner the Falcons I had this year.
He do number eat weed.
That's a real
smart.
He do number eat weed, man.
He never eat weed.
First off, who
eat
weed? The too late to bun down the blunt and roll it up. You don't need to be blunting weed. First and foremost, what were the ramifications of him doing that?
When they made his ass, sit his ass out against Tampa. Personal reason. Falcons might do keep.
He's gonna keep him.
I got faith in Dimitri. He won't keep him.
You got faith in Dimitri.
Yeah.
Dimitri did everything here, right? I'm telling Dimitri, think about when he cut Brett Grimes. He's like, damn, Brett Grimes down there balling.
Think about when you
cut Abraham. Could have got him and OC.
Think about you don't resign Curtis Lofton. You got down, get rid of. Come on, man. We only got one thing on that defense.
Dimitri
on
the made some bad decisions, though.
He made it one. He got
about to
get one.
He got
about
20.
One.
But he made some good ones.
Which
he only made
one
good one. That was Julio.
Julio. That
was the only one he made.
That's the one he hates.
Couldn't leave us in
a
situation we in now. No
dealt.
Nah,
because
that don't leave us there. The
Falcons
don't know how to draft.
They don't know how to draft.
They gave away a lot of their draft
picks.
They
don't
know how to draft. They got some 4th round, 6th round.
Yeah. Falcons don't have that. Could have Falcons got that. They don't know how to
draft. Listen. But he's been here now for 5 years.
Who?
Dimitrov. They came in 08.
And he got
so this son of a bitch been making knee kind of moves for 8 years. We could have had death. It wasn't just the Julio that did it. And now I'm going to tell you why you a moron. Because when we had went and got Julio, you was like, they could have got Doug Baldwin. Remember that?
I didn't say Doug Baldwin. I said they could have got, Doug I think Baldwin. I said Torrey Smith.
What? No, motherfucker. You said Doug Baldwin. No, that's what you said. Don't you do that, Darren. Don't you do that, Darren. Be real, Darren.
keep it real.
Keep it real. What'd you say?
I said they can get another receiver. I don't remember who I said.
Who you said?
I don't remember
who you said. Now, you don't remember who you said. Look at this slick talking motherfucker. I wore a suit in this motherfucker that he got there. That's why, you motherfucker. Listen, you said we was on the phone. I was like, who? I was like, is that a good trade? Nah, they could have got Doug Baldwin without a pick. I don't know where he come from. I don't watch college. Well, did you say Doug Baldwin out of
I don't remember saying Doug Baldwin. Oh, I might have. I said
I did not sleep with that woman.
Alright. I will assume I did.
Ain't no assume, motherfucker. You said it. Don't try to make an ass out of everybody. You the dog, motherfucker. You the ass. Right. You said
go
Doug
ahead.
Baldwin.
Go ahead and make your
oh,
point.
Oh, Julio. Let me just say this one time. Listen. Mario, Rashad, let me get your feedback. Do you think we should have got Doug Baldwin over Julio Jones? That goes to show you every guy with glasses is not smart.
All right, so let's go to get to week 14. Lewinsky Award and You Suck Award. Start off with Double R.
Look at Lewinsky Award. Who got a good? I'll probably give it to Seattle.
Damn it, he took my shit.
All right. What about you, Calhoun? Who gets your Lewinsky Award?
I was going to say Seattle, but I might as well go ahead since I can't say Seattle. I'll say Peyton. Still striking again, Peyton. Still on that comeback. He's going to break that 50.
You think he's going to get 50 touchdowns?
Oh, he had 41.
And they got, what, 5 games left?
I think he can do it.
That's a good point. What about you, Mario? Who gets your Lewinsky Award for the week?
Since we just already got Seattle out there, I got to give it to Tom. Tom done came back. I know it's a wounded. That Houston's number one defense. Tom them came back on, man.
They should not have been down. They
shouldn't have been down.
They should have
been down. But look what Tom playing with, though. It ain't like he got superstars all the way around the ball or all the way around defense. You got to give him some props. Houston got number one defense overall.
I didn't know that. I know Seattle got number two. I didn't know they had
Houston number one.
Houston got number one defense?
Look it up.
I didn't know that.
I did not know it either.
They ain't number one. They number two. Carolina 3.
Hey, can I give a little bit to Mike?
Gotta give some to Tom.
On the Halloween. On
you want to give him some Lewinsky or you suck?
I want to get a Lewinsky to him because that go, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You gotta appreciate what Mike Tomlin did trying to two step it. But Jacoby was coming down the sideline. I like that one. Give him a little bit of head for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give some Lewinsky to a team who should never get Lewinsky on this show. Jacksonville Jaguars. They turned themselves from maybe the worst team in NFL history to a respectable 3-9 right now. So, you know, their first year coach, I'm glad he gets some wins on this belt. I'm glad for them. All right, so now let's go to the You Suck Award. I go the other way. Mario, who gets your You Suck Award for the week?
Either in the win. Probably the Falcons.
They stand it. That's
what mine. We all go say the 50 teams. We know where the red line is where they lost.
Yeah. Idiot motherfucker.
Daddy, the Falcons.
Calhoun, you can say the Falcons too.
The Falcons. You on the cusp for getting the number one pick and like some more runs. Y'all want to go out there and celebrate. Side note. They went out for the kickoff on the overtime with all the captains, and I swear you ain't no.
Who the white dude was?
That was the real funny. Two of them, two out of four. You don't even know who the fuck they was. How the fuck you?
Now one of them was your guy Warhol.
Warhol.
You like him? How you installed in 3 weeks and you the captain? You ain't got no leadership, man. That's horrible. You got a 3 year. Rookie, 3 games in, now he a captain, and his fucking long snapper, backup long snapper, he the captain. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Double R, who get your You Suck Award for the week?
Man, I'm going to give it to fucking Cleveland. Y'all suck, man. You bring in this Brandon Whedon, he got hurt, now he back, throw 3 picks.
Well, that same bro, Josh Gordon had a monster game.
He damn sure did.
Josh Gordon, look at his whole season. He been really, he been having a good year. You know,
hey,
he fuck.
Can I just say something about Cleveland? Now, I'm gonna give them a little bit of good job award because when they made that Trent Richardson trade, remember I called you like, how the hell you get rid of your franchise?
What was second game?
Second year. Yeah, he's 2 years in. He's your number 2 or 3 pick. How you get rid of him? And boy, they look like geniuses. They look like they came out
on top.
He
ain't been doing shit.
Then they pull up his career numbers. He ain't been doing shit the whole time he been here. He only had average over 4 yards carry like 1 or 2 games.
I think that what happens with that is when a different regime come in, they basically can look at you without biased eyes, right? And, you know,
Cleveland, they basically sold high, right?
Yeah.
They sold on him very high because they tried to trade him. Now they couldn't even get a seventh rounder for him. You know what I'm saying?
So, and they did it. That was a hell of a job.
They did a week and two. We should flip this and say Nowinski for Cleveland, obviously, but add the coach to use up to the coach for even being stupid enough. Because that means they scout people didn't do that.
It was food, well, though.
Yeah. A lot of people, they would have went on Trent.
Young. You look at him, but
I think that they probably would have been shopping Trent Richardson. Or not been shopping. I think they probably floated out. I don't think it's just one of those things. Nah. I think it was the first team they asked. Young, we'll take him. Nothing that
Jim Mercer said like it was. Remember he tweeted, we got some big brewing. He thought he came out. He had fool's gold.
But I think they may have been on the ones. Everybody was like, y'all can have Trent Richardson.
I'm glad they didn't ask Demetrius because we probably would have went for that shit.
Yeah, we would have.
You know.
It looked good.
It looked damn good. Man, that looked like a whore with fucking herpes. That shit, that was all bad. That was a good job.
My use of the wood, like y'all, go to the Falcons. I think.
Hold on. Let me just put this disclaimer so we on the Falcons. Because the Falcons are so bad already, you got to sort of get at you suck award the Buffalo too. Like how the hell y'all let the Falcons beat y'all? You lost the same fumble twice at the end of regulation and your first possession.
The same way
on the same cross
account. When I saying Steven
Jackson, how the hell you do that?
Yeah, he looked like one of the Mercy ones.
Albert, he almost gave it away trying to ladder it.
Let's stop for a minute. And let's reminisce. First off, people, please go back and listen to our Falcons Forever podcast where we rank the eras of Falcons. Because that actually snapped us back to the 90s when they used to find Dion. Whoever got the ball, they'll find Dion.
Ain't no fucking Dion. You just got to know about
21. He thought he was in the 90s and thought that was Dion out there.
Mike Smith gave him an M4, though. He grabbed the helmet like, man,
Mike Smith ain't a tough guy. He probably got it.
Come on, guys. I can't
lose
the lateral like that.
At least he
had enough sense to tell. Well, how in the hell you lose the fumble that could have won the game and then come in overtime and do it one more time?
You know what's so funny about that? You probably know the white guy who yanked Steven Johnson when he fumbled was the same white guy who did it the next play.
I ain't see that.
Yeah, 84. It was number 84. He grabbed Steven Johnson, basically pushed him off to the sideline.
Did you see that?
The next play,
Did you see the coach going crazy though, throwing his head?
I mean, had the game won both times.
Unbelievable! You
twice to the Falcons.
To the Falcons.
That was a you suck game.
Both of y'all
get the same.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Don't worry, the Falcons be back on losing game this week. Green Bay.
We gonna transition.
We was in prime time. If people remember when the season came out, it was a prime time game.
What they play is moving up to 1 o'clock.
Yeah. They put the Saints in Carolina.
They put them at Saturday night.
Friday night hockey game.
They pledged the game this week too.
Saints playing. The Falcons probably playing their slot. They move that shit.
Actually, this game, the Falcons probably should be playing after this game, so it'll be Toilet Bowl City. But that Thursday, we're gonna start the picks now. The Thursday night game is Houston at Jacksonville.
That's a shitty game.
Jacksonville got momentum. Yeah. So I'll probably get the Jacksonville. And they're scoring more.
One thing I say about this, the Falcons. The wheels mill came out with the Falcons, but with the Texans, the wheels done came off, the transmission done fell out, the engine cracked, the heads are bubbling, everything. It's so bad, they coached them to have a heart attack on the sideline.
But the defense still top five.
I'm going with Houston.
Hold on. It's in Jacksonville. Calhoun, who you going with?
Houston.
Mario.
I'm taking Jacksonville.
I'm going with Houston, too.
Double R. Digital Darren, I'm going to take Jacksonville. Alright, start 1 o'clock games. Indianapolis at Cincinnati.
Man, ever since Reggie Wayne got hurt, any little shitty. I'm going with Cincy. They defense better.
I'm going with Cincy too. They done lost it.
Mario?
Yeah, I'm going to ride with Cincy too. They stay up a lead in the division.
What's the line?
They don't have the lines on here this week. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's just Tuesday, right? Oh, nah. Yeah, the line's kind of hurting. So, next, we got Ireland.
Get your pick.
Digital Darren. I got Cincinnati winning. Next, we got the Falcons at Green Bay.
Go on, pick it. Green Bay.
If you don't know my voice, you should. Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Matt, I'm probably going to ride with
Darren Green Bay.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Fuck the
Falcons. Hey, name one good thing that the Falcons do this at the game this week. Is it one good thing they do this week?
Sit Matt Ryan.
Fly in safely.
I can't do the podcast with Matt. He's still on my toes. Still my thunder. What they gonna do?
Show up.
Nah, that's what they shouldn't do. They should
especially
show up.
If it's one of those cold, frozen country games.
Yeah. They should just sit up.
Yeah.
What they gonna do? I said what they gonna do. Good. They gonna lose. That's what they gonna do.
Good.
That's what they gonna. Yes. When they lose, yes. After this season, I hope they get rid of Demetrio. I ain't gonna lie. He probably won't because he's been in a fire. Yeah. I see both of y'all now know. But he's really, if you look at it, we've had great talent.
Years.
But if you look at it, his moves have been horrible at best.
I mean, I guess he can hang his hat on the Julio trade. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the move that you can say. That's
the
good
under
move.
Matt Ryan. He told when they first Matt came Ryan. In, he drafted Matt Ryan.
But I think that was kind of a gun in the head move. Cause wait, who else? I mean,
what else you was gonna do?
Yeah, they kind of locked in the Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
that
yeah, you needed a
the Julio. Now I give him props for that.
The Michael Vick scoundrel. All
right, this is another interesting 1 o'clock game. Oakland at the Jets.
I'll
be talking about Geno Smith might not be in the league. What about Terrell Pryor? Is he gonna be in the lead this year?
He got enough.
Oh yeah, he'll be in the lead. I think all that boy Rashad Jennings, he been running the ball pretty good. So
Oakland should been pretty. They should have beat Dallas on Thanksgiving.
I'm just saying, I'm going with McGlowan.
I'm going with.
So you go with Oakland.
Mr. Matt going with McGlowan.
Double R going Oakland. With Oakland.
Calhoun.
Is Geno playing? If Geno ain't
threw a touchdown since before Halloween.
If Geno playing, I'm going with Oakland. Going with Oakland. And then the crack of my deal playing, I'm going with Oakland. Oakland
That's
is.
That's about 6 weeks ago, ain't it? 5-6 weeks ago.
It was a trick-or-treat moment.
Lord,
I'm going to go with Geno and the Jets.
You going with Geno and the Jets?
It's a 1 o'clock game. It's a 1 o'clock game for a warm weather West Coast team in the cold.
That's good. That's a smart thing.
I mean, Geno should be elite. With all those unwritten advantages, he should at least be able to put up 15, 20 points, right?
Hey, I don't know.
That's a lot for Geno, ain't it?
He's throwing 3 picks.
All right, now this is a really good game. 1 o'clock, Detroit at Philly.
Good one, Philly.
I'm taking Calvin.
Mario.
Nick Foles been playing, but I'm going with Detroit. Take Calvin and Matt Shaw.
You have
I picked Detroit to go to the playoffs, but I'm going with Philly here. Oh. This looks like a vintage Matthew Stafford 4 interception game. It hasn't written all over.
Well, one thing, you got to go by who's the hottest. Now, one of them white hot and one of them just white. I'm going with Nick Foles, man.
Nick Foles on fire right
it's
now.
It's hard to go against Foles.
And listen, it's he probably making Riley Cooper look like a real wide receiver.
Hey, Riley Cooper said, I told y'all I can ball.
He probably called up his mom and said they just had to get rid of that quarterback.
God damn.
A white to white connection right here. Poor Deshaun Jackson.
Alright, the next game is Miami at Pittsburgh.
I like Pittsburgh on Miami.
Double R, you always been a Pittsburgh guy.
Sure I am.
Yeah, Pittsburgh actually played a good game against Baltimore. The team let them down. Ben, if you watch that game, Ben threw 4 touchdowns that didn't count. Like he threw one, and the boy dropped it on the line. Ben gave him hell. He threw that back shoulder to Sanders for the 2-point. He dropped it.
That shit was
horrible. The helmet comes off on the boy, and they don't count that. He hit Heath Miller, and come to find out his damn knee hit the inch line. I'm going with Big Ben on this one. Plus, Miami ain't got nothing really right. They won big against the Jets last week.
But, but it's
they don't have a running game either, though. Lamar Miller touched the ball 20 times for 72 yards, yeah, I'm going to be.
Calhoun.
I hate Joe Philbin for picking on that little black boy. I'm going to Pittsburgh, man. You know me.
You find out how much of a bigger Pittsburgh fan you really are.
I didn't recognize him, man. I got to go to Pittsburgh. I believe.
I think we're unanimous. I'm going with Pittsburgh, too. I think that Tomlin thing probably lit a fire in the Pittsburgh. And they are a sneaky pick to make the playoffs.
They really are.
They're really Pittsburgh. What, they start out 0-6?
They in the hunt.
Yeah, they in the hunt.
Lost to the
Rams. Yeah, they 5-7.
Yeah. They in the hunt.
All right, the next 1 o'clock game is Buffalo at Tampa Bay.
Shitty ass team.
Me too, yeah.
Game you really don't even care about, don't you?
Yeah. I can't even pick. Well,
go ahead, Mario.
Listen, Matt, I'll take Tampa Bay all day at home. Calvary. Buffalo couldn't even get past the Falcons, right?
That shit was horrible.
Yeah. If the Falcons, if that's your Tampa litmus Bay. Test of bad, yo, everybody, it should be a sweep for Tampa Bay here.
Yeah, Tampa Bay winning.
Calhoun.
I'm taking Tampa Bay. EJ Manuel. Nothing out of Florida. No, no Florida State quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Lenny Self, he gonna see you.
Lenny
Self, they gonna see you about that.
Hey, them Florida boys, they can't play ball, but they can show take some pussy.
Hey, he just Ben Roethlisberger that hoe.
Yeah. Bitch, you not a bit what you want.
Lenny Self say he got something. Yeah, I'm talking about the quarterback like that.
Okay, you know what the seals.
All right, it's unanimous. I got Tampa Bay, too. The next 1 o'clock game is Kansas City versus Washington, the Battle of the Indians, Chiefs versus Redskins. The Indian Bowl, we'll call it out.
Yeah, y'all racist motherfuckers.
The Indian Bowl.
Mr. Mack is saying Washington stay on the slide. Kansas City get back right this week.
No, I'm going with Andrew Reed to get back right.
Calhoun.
What is the Chief and what is the racial slur? I'm going with the Chiefs.
This digital dare, I think the Chiefs win by 20. RG3, the wheels are coming off slowly but surely. We'll watch
it. Tell your dad to meet you in the locker room.
That's what happens when you got a bum knee with a white bitch.
All right, the next 1 o'clock game is Cleveland at New England.
All right, Cleveland get throttled.
Who they start? Doesn't matter who they start.
I don't know who this is. The Hoyer back? They're going to start.
Who gives a shit?
So, Calhoun, who you got?
New England.
Mario.
It's all about Tom. Yeah.
Double R.
You just heard what I said. They'll get throttled.
This digital dare and it's unanimous. We all got New England. All right. The last 1 o'clock game in Minnesota at Baltimore seemed like a lot of ass whippers being handed out this week.
It's a lot of shit ass teams this week. Everybody in that field. Go to bullshit.
Yeah. I'm taking Baltimore though.
I'm taking Baltimore too. Baltimore, another team might sneak up and get in the playoffs. They ain't gonna be.
Won't make no noise.
Nah, they.
They won't, but they may. You never thought they would have made the playoffs.
Baltimore would be another team to slip up and not be in the playoffs. I'll take Baltimore though. What a shitty year this league.
The league is so shitty they ain't got no choice but to make it.
This is a shitty NFL year, isn't it?
This digital dare, and I'm gonna take Baltimore as well.
Everybody hurt and beat up, but Baltimore on the real.
They make it. They turn the corner, but goddamn, the league just ain't shit.
All right, so now we're at the 4-5 games. Only 4-5 games. That's kind of messed up. Anyway, the first 4-5 game is Tennessee at Denver.
Damn, these some ugly ass shit.
Man, you don't pay.
Payne Mandel may put up 50 this week.
Yeah, we taking Parkerhead on that one. Mr. Matt got Parkerhead.
Everybody got Payne Mandel.
The retarded looking motherfucker.
All right, the next game is St. Louis at Arizona.
That might be a good game. It's a division. Yeah, but
I started off. I got the Cards going to the playoffs in my preseason NFL preview. What are they, 7-4 right now? 7-5?
7-5
with the loss. 7-5 with the loss. Arizona wins.
Yeah, Mr. Matt, take Arizona at home.
I'm taking Arizona.
I'm taking Arizona, and Arizona will not make the playoffs. They will fucking not make it.
I tell you who definitely will make it. Buffalo and that jackass pit. Why you say that? This bitch is there and that was your podcast too, ass. I listen to them at the show. He said it was Buffalo. When I say how dumb that is, he called me an idiot earlier for me saying Matt Shaw be the lead. But this asshole said Buffalo to make it to the playoffs. Hey, you were thinking, man. They don't circle the wagons no more.
All right, the next 4-5 game is the Giants at San Diego. Like, before we pick a winner, can the Giants make the playoffs?
Fucking no.
Everybody's live.
But in the NFC, it's only really one position up for grabs, though, right?
The 6 seed.
You got
to
win.
Well, for them, it's either 6 seed or – do they have a chance to win their division?
They don't because they lost to the Cowboys twice, so.
So, yeah. Do they have a chance to win their division, Philly and Dallas. Can they make the playoffs? Can they get the 6 seed?
Nah, it's over.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's over.
When they lost to the Cowboys, they're fucking.
San Diego probably make them mathematically out of it after they also.
So you got San Diego winning?
Yeah, I'll tell you San Diego.
Where they playing?
San Diego.
It don't matter where they playing. I don't care. They playing outside in the parking lot.
This is the draft pick.
That's what I'm going to say.
I like Philip, though. I like Philip.
You got San Diego. What about you, though?
I'm picking San Diego, and I'm picking San Diego to sneak into the playoffs, too.
I'm picking everybody to sneak into the playoffs.
San Diego going to make it.
I got San Diego as well. While we're here, let's talk about it, the battle of the draft picks. Does this draft trade happen again? If you're San Diego, do you trade Eli for Phillip Rivers?
Man, yeah.
Does everything happen off. The same?
If no. you're San Diego, shouldn't me?
They're not far off. I'm saying
for the two Super Bowl rings too.
No, man, no, I'm saying before he won. Let's be honest here. That defense got a Super Bowl win. That Justin Tuck, that Michael Strahan, and that
Human,
man, I'm focused all over Tom Brady. And the second was JPP. Like, he didn't make no more plays than Phillip Rivers could have made.
I didn't understand how Eli won the MVP.
And he should not have.
I mean, nowadays it's give the quarterback the MVP.
Because Joe Flacco should not have won last year.
Nowadays it's just Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco should have won the last year.
Jacoby Jones should have won the last year. Not only that, touchdown, and he ran
it back. That's what I'm saying, for running it back.
No, and he has for the man who
go error-free with no interception.
But he still, listen, Jacoby Jones, look, he was the man, in that Super Bowl last year.
What he got, offensive MVP or something?
No, I'm talking about he didn't get no MVP. Only Joe Flacco got it. But yeah, I think that trade Eli didn't make no more plays than Phillip could have made. The only thing he probably did that Phillip wouldn't did Phillip probably turned the ball up.
So do you think that? So it's not clearly. So is it a clearly side A1 and side B loss type trade?
No, it was just even because Eli wasn't gonna play with them how they did Peyton. He said that. He wants no pause to say that.
He didn't have, and it's a lot of other factors. Like, they don't have the coaching that they got. Because Marty Schottenheimer and them, they can get you some wins.
San Diego with no pole. When they had that one with LaDainian Thomas and all them boys, they wasn't going to close.
Can Eli win the Super Bowl in the AFC?
Could he go through Tom?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, he go through his brother and Tom.
It's one thing, one game, it's another thing.
I don't go against Eli and Tom Coughlin, period. Because when you go 9-7 and take the hard road to the Super Bowl, you go to Green Bay, you go play the Patriots who's 18-0. Man, those folks have a that was a major Super Bowl. Those folks probably it could have been the best team ever in NFL history. Because that Patriots team was killing folks.
He would.
That's enough about a team we really don't care about like that. The next three games are pretty good games. It's Seattle at San Francisco.
Ooh, that's gonna be real good.
I like Seattle.
I like San Francisco. There ain't no 12th man.
I like Seattle on the road. They just
Seattle on the road over San Francisco.
This digital there, and I hate Seattle on the road. They should have lost to the Texans. I think somebody else gave them a good game. I got San Francisco winning.
San Francisco win this game.
Well, shit, they lose. They ain't nothing but they second loss.
Now we at the 8:30 game.
San Francisco made the playoffs.
Yeah, they in the playoffs.
That means your Cardinals out. This is digital there. I picked the Cardinals.
The Cardinals going to have a winning record.
He going to shake his head no like three teams.
The Cardinals actually can make the playoffs. They can beat
me. Can make it.
It could be three teams out the NFC. So the 8:30 game is Carolina.
No, because Carolina's gonna be there.
Oh, yeah, good point. Speaking of Carolina, the 8:30 game is Carolina and New Orleans. That was a good segue.
It's gonna be a good. I think Cam lose them.
In New Orleans, but I think he's gonna win it when they come back home.
Do they play them at home? They already played them at home.
No,
they
played
them.
Doing like the Chiefs did to the Broncos.
Listen, they probably play like 2 times in 3 weeks.
Listen,
they're
mad. The Saints are upset at what happened to them Monday. And Sean Payton and Drew Brees are upset. I don't think he will nail day of it. They're going to turn them Panthers into kittens.
I'm taking that number 3 defense with Carolina. I picked Carolina to beat Frisco on the bet with him on the phone. He didn't want to take it. I took Carolina against Frisco.
That defense
game.
Is a motherfucker.
That defense here, and I think they're going to do the same thing.
That Seattle did. Put that pressure on.
Put that pressure. I think they got the blueprint. I'll take Carolina.
I like the Saints only because they're playing at home. They dorm is hostile environment.
One thing about it, though, it don't matter with defense. It's different. Because the defense is more reaction. It ain't no trying to get you calm.
Can play in a hostile environment, though?
Yeah, well, 49ers did it. I mean, they got a bad play at the end. But I guess we'll see.
This is Digital Darren. I'm going to take New Orleans at home. It's very, 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 very close in my eyes. The question is, can Double R just made a good point? Can Cam handle the ruckus crowd and a mad New Orleans team? Because that's what it boils down to.
See. It's going to be a good one.
Yep. Then the Monday night game is Dallas at Chicago.
Dallas just keep getting these fucking prime time games. They the worst team they're going to win in the event. I hate them bastards.
Why you hate Romo?
He said Dallas, asshole.
I heard Dallas.
I said, why you hate Romo?
He ain't say
Romo. I'm Dallas.
You got Romo on the mind? He didn't say he ain't Romo. He said he ain't Dallas.
But that's what you think of Dallas, you think of Romo.
Nice 22 starters.
You think of Dallas.
You really do.
I don't see how y'all don't think of Romo. If you're I say it right now, Dallas, there, if I say Dallas, first thing people say, fuck Romo. Jerry I don't know if I say Jerry Jones.
You say Dallas. Who you think of Dallas? Who you think about
Romo? Tony Romo. Jerry Jones and Tony Romo. Honestly.
Jerry
Jones. Yeah, I think this Tony Romo song has been going on damn near 10 years, so he's defined the generation.
If somebody say, if you think about a non-clutch, shitty-ass quarterback with numbers, who would you think?
I would say Tony Romo.
I was going to say Matt Ryan.
If you think about...
Mine with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, no.
Mine with Matt Ice.
You would think about Tony Romo. If somebody said, name me a who goddamn but if pressure bust pipes, wet quarterback, do you think a fold under pressure?
Matty
like
Ice.
A deck of cards. I would say Tony Romo all day. You don't get the name Ice for no reason. You got Ice from his man. Tony Romo, though, it's Steve Urkel on the field when it's clutch time.
No, Mario, do you think the room will come up to your mind when they say Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, because he fucks up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's defined as being
so
great.
When you first hear Dallas, you think Romo. Because I think a whole – I think how about them Cowboys? I think Jerry Jones. And then I think Romo.
It depends on where we talk.
Just in general, like –
yeah, everybody. If you just came to me right –
do the Cowboys win? Like, if I say do the Cowboys
nah,
win.
Nah, they gonna say
the first thing I say is
Tony Romo gonna fuck up.
Exactly.
That's what I said. But if I say Dallas Cowboys, what you gonna say?
Romo!
Oh, yeah, not with Dallas Cowboys. I think about a lot of other shit before I say Romo. All
right, let's go and pick this game, man. Mario?
Flip a coin, man. That could go either way. The Cowboys on that game, I'll take the Cowboys.
They should have won it. Cowboys. The second string quarterback.
Yeah, Jay Cutler not playing, is he?
No.
Oh, of course they can. Okay.
They shit, they beat up on them weekly in the Cowboys. I hate them about them. They beat up on all this team and stuff. They run around putting on ESPN and fucking Cowboys.
So you got Chicago winning.
No, they gonna win, but they suck.
This digital Darren, I got Dallas winning as well.
I wanna close. Say you want the Cowboys.
You wanna plug anything or say anything or whatever?
I tell you what I'll plug. Any bitch right here selling that for under $30. Go ahead and give us a holler. Give him the email address, Darren. Just attention, Calhoun.
Digital Darren, digital DAROEN at gmail.com.
Make sure it's clean, bitch.
Alright, this has been digitaldarren.com. NFL Week 14 Picks and Kicks. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.